And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're going to toss things over to Cottonwood for Talk of the Town. And Casey Rooney is on deck and ready to go.
Sanford, good to hear your voice.
Well,
how are you doing?
It's good to be back in the old US of A. I really enjoyed the time over there, but you know, there's a lot to miss here in America. I really suggest people should go overseas for a period of time and then come back here and just see how great we really have it. I mean, even with all the terrible news that happens, seems like happens all the time, it's still, we're the best horse in the glue factory.
No kidding. I'm glad you're back.
You bet.
Okay, well, you hand it over to me. I'm here to talking to Lori Mayberry from Blazin' M Ranch. Hi, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Casey. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Having a good day. It's a beautiful day. It just is getting dark so early. I get home at 6, 7 o'clock, and it feels like it's 10 o'clock, you know. But life is good. I can't complain. And I'll bet you're doing pretty well, too, over at Blazin' M.
We are. It's busy season right now, peak season, October. Well, just got finished with October, but runs through about the mid-December.
You know, rumor has it you started Blazin' M about 25 years ago, and you must have been like 10 years old because you look so good. You know, you look like you're 35. So,
thanks, Casey.
That
rumor
okay.
is true. It has been 25 years. Very hard to believe. But
well,
yes,
tell me what it was like 25 years ago. How did the business start? How did you get into it?
Well, we remember, all of us that have lived in Cottonwood for any length of time, remember the flood of 93, which did some significant damage, washed out some bridges. The Verde River, which is where our ranch is located, washed out the main entrance into it. And my father-in-law at the time, who purchased the property in 1965, had been growing organic vegetables there on the property. And that flood washed out the irrigation system and washed out the bridge, which you could access the property from Old Town Cottonwood area. So we had to find another way for either replace the irrigation system or find another way for him to make a living. He was nearly 70 years old, and farming probably wasn't a long-term proposition. So we had attended kind of a similar venue, a dinner, cowboy dinner theater in Colorado, and we thought, you know, maybe now's the time for a stop in Cottonwood for that kind of venue. And with Sedona's 4 million tourists and people visiting Jerome, we wanted to try to bring them a reason to stop in Cottonwood.
You know, you must have been ahead of the curve, though, because that was back in 93, and it just seems like people weren't so much into organic veggies like they are today. So you guys must have been ahead of the curve until he had that massive flood, which wiped out the business. What a shame. I'll bet that kind of blew everybody's mind when that happened. He had to reinvent your business, huh?
Yeah, it was, it wasn't a large production farm, just my father-in-law dabbled in it. It was kind of a retirement project for him, but, took it very seriously, grew a lot of organic elephant garlic, and traveled around to farmers markets, and it was a small operation, but, he needed to find a way to make a living, and that wasn't sustainable with the lack of irrigation systems. So
yeah,
we just, formed a family corporation and decided that there was a need in Cottonwood, and so there and started the Blazin' M Ranch.
Wow. Lori, when I got here 12 years ago, your father-in-law was one of the main acts, and he was a class act for sure. Stuff happens and you got to reinvent yourself, and it sounds like you did. And now we've got the Blazin' M in our backyard here in Cottonwood. And I'm sure quite a few of our listeners have been to Blazin' M, but for those that haven't been to the Blazin' M, what is the Blazin' M?
So the Blazin' M is, we have a really about 8.5 acres where we have a beautiful little courtyard, a 5,000 square foot dining barn, and we do a all-you-can-eat barbecue chuck wagon supper on a tin plate through a chuck wagon line, and our entertainers serve you as you go through the line, and you go back to your table, enjoy your supper, and then we have an hour-long Western stage production that follows dinner. And prior to dinner, it's all a set time. So we open our gates at 5. You can come on the property, enjoy our 8.5 acres along the Verde River. We have a saloon and gift shops, an old-time photo studio, shooting gallery, roping lessons, lots of things to do prior to the dinner bell. We serve everyone dinner at the same time at 6:30, and you're assigned a table. You come into the barn, and you get your food through the chuck wagon line. And then our entertainers sit back and let our entertainers perform with their cowboy music and storytelling, comedy, audience participation, just an hour long full of fun and all family oriented.
You know, it is a great time. I can't tell you how many times I've been there. I've been there for meetings with, you know, that you put together. You are so generous. But this is a business, a for-profit type business, and you're doing a great job. I do want to, we're going to have to take a little break here for just a minute, and then we want to come back, and I want to make sure we give your email address or your website address and telephone number so people know how to get in touch with you. But we'll do that as soon as we get back, and I'm going to pass this back over to Sanford Cohen for a little break, and they'll be right back with Lori Mabry from Blazin' M Ranch.
I guess that means it's time for me, huh?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to come back with more Talk of the Town here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. More from Cottonwood. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
I'm Dr. Ed Goget, candidate for state representative. I've worked with drug addicts for 30 years. I don't want them going to jail, but the threat of jail is the number one reason my addicted patients get treatment. My patients often say that getting arrested was the best thing that ever happened because they couldn't stop on their own. Tough drug laws do save lives, but my opponent David Stringer wrote legislation to weaken Arizona's drug laws. It's a terrible idea. Here's what Mr. Stringer doesn't get. Most addicts just want to get high. They don't want treatment. But if we use tough drug laws to put them in treatment and keep them there, they wake up to what they've been doing. Patients tell me they hated treatment at first, but it saved their lives. Stringer's plan to weaken our drug laws would cost lives and make the opioid crisis worse. So let's keep tough drug laws and use them not to punish, but to get drug addicts the help they need. I'm Dr. Ed Goick, and I approve this ad, paid for by Ed Goick for state representative.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
Trick or treat!
Happy Halloween! Oh, but I'm sorry, this year it's a trick, not a treat.
Huh?
Yes, if Prop 127 passes, our electric bills are going up 40%, and our schools will lose more than $20 million a year.
That's scary!
Yep, some California group wants to change our constitution. It's a dirty trick. Now, who wants higher electric bills?
Say boo to California. Vote no on 127.
Paid for by Vote No Arizona.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And back to Cottonwood with Casey Rooney and Lori Mabry from Blazin' M Ranch.
Okay, thank you, Sanford. I'm glad you're back in town. And I'm glad I've got Lori Mabry from the Blazin' M Ranch on the phone with me today. So, Lori, I'm kind of curious about... First of all, let's get it out right away and let people know how they can get in touch with you. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what the Blazing M is, phone number, website, that kind of information, who they contact. Can you tell us?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
You bet. So we have a couple ways to make reservations, which we do recommend. We're seasonal. We're closed the month of January, but we operate 11 months out of the year, and it varies with the season as to the days we're open. Your best bet to check availability is to go to our website, which is blazinm.com. That's blazinm.com, and that has our calendar of availability, all the details about everything that we do. And you can also call our reservation line, which is 928-634-0334, and our reservation office is actually open 7 days a week. Even though we're not always there 7 days doing our dinner and show, our reservation office is open 8:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening, and you can make reservations. So if you don't go online, you can also do that, reservations online. But if you'd like to call, get additional information, our reservationists are on staff 7 days a week.
7 days a week, no rest for the wicked, huh?
Hey, that's very true.
Well, tell us, I understand that you and maybe the musicians within your organization have been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Can you explain that situation, how that happened, and who the musicians are?
Absolutely. Well, I always love to tout our musicians because we have incredible talent at the Blazin' M, and our show is top-notch. We have Jim and Jeannie Martin, who are six-time Harmony Yodeling Champions for the Western Music Association, and Bill Bassett, who is in the Country Music Swing Hall of Fame, and Tom Jefferson, who's performed on Broadway, cruise ships, all over the world. So we have a just stellar talent, and just recently, back in September, when I say we, I mean the Blazin' M Cowboys, were inducted as a group into the Greater Arizona Country Music Association Hall of Fame. That is a mouthful, but yeah, a great honor for our group, and then not only as the group, but also as individual members. And that association is geared toward Arizona-bred musicians or people who have performed most of their time in Arizona. So we have the likes of Glenn Campbell, Tanya Tucker, some great names in country music. And so the association, which is ironically out of Prescott, honored our Blazin' M Cowboys and our individual entertainers. So we went to the induction ceremony, and we are going to be having, coming up in the spring, kind of another celebration of that. And we're hoping to get some of those inductees to come and perform and do a special event. So you'll be hearing more about that, and that'll be cool. On our website as well.
Well, I know I saw Glenn Campbell over in Laughlin. Did he actually come to the Blazin' M?
He did not come to the Blazin' M. We had hoped maybe he would, and if he could, I'm sure he would now, especially since we also are hosting some of the great memorabilia now, because we've been had our musicians inducted. We have a display of the GACMA, some of the history and the photos and the things of all the inductees over the past three or four decades that the association has been established. So people can come and enjoy that display as well.
Kind of a museum at the same time, and just really interesting music. Like I said, I've been there a time or two, and or four or five times, and it's a great show. I'd really recommend it. Our listeners come. Now, I heard you talking about yodeling. Would you do a yodel for me?
Nope,
oh, no,
Casey,
let's move on. Forget the yodel. Forget the yodel.
Forget the yodel. I'm afraid I'll run the customers away if it's me that's trying to yodel.
No, you have a great show, and if people haven't been there, they should attend, because it's amazing. It's a lot of fun, and heck, the food is amazing.
We have everything's cooked from scratch. We're small enough. We have we seat 260 people in our dining barn, so we can fit groups of all sizes, families, couples, seniors, children. Our show is very family oriented, and our activities cater something for everyone. And we have our holiday show coming up, which starts the day after Thanksgiving and runs through December 29th. We have a variety of days throughout December, end of November, December, and we highly recommend reservations for that. It's very popular. We're all decked for Christmas, for the holidays, and we have the show consists of all cowboy music and different kinds of comedy than our regular show. So reason to come twice, come for the regular show and then come for the holiday show.
It's such a fun family type of show, too. I know that people get involved in the show. It's not just sit there and listen, even though a lot of that goes on, but you actually get the audience very involved, too, and I think that's really a neat part of what you do at the Blazing M.
Yes, we like to get the audience involved and sing-alongs and all kinds of things where the audience can be involved.
So this is, what was the date for the holiday show again?
So it starts November 23rd, runs through December 29th. It's not every day, but our website has the exact calendar and the days that we're actually doing those shows. But every show during that time is the holiday show. So you can come out, have one of our specialty drinks in the saloon. You can enjoy the shops. And our Wooden West Museum, which we didn't talk about, that's a one-of-a-kind in the world, hand-carved wooden miniatures that move, gentleman's life's work. That's really worth a trip in and of itself.
Well, I know. And tell us a little bit about the food that you provide there.
Sure. So it's all you can eat, as I mentioned, chicken and ribs. We have cowboy beans, baked potato, prickly pear coleslaw, biscuits with butter and honey, and we serve caramel apple crisp, homemade caramel apple crisp with ice cream for dessert. And so you have to come hungry.
Did you bring some of that over to my office today? No, you didn't. Darn, I could.
Yeah, no, but
apple crisp
I can do
right
that
about now.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good thing going. You've been going for 25 years. A lot of history. You're in a beautiful location outside. Well, I don't know. Is that unincorporated Cottonwood? I guess it is, isn't it?
Well, no, we are in the city now as of about, I think, 12 years ago. Our location is we are the only private property owner surrounded by Dead Horse Ranch State Park. So we feel like we're out in the middle of nowhere, but we're only 1 mile off the main road. And being adjacent to the park, there's lots to see and do within the park. They have kayaking and hiking and biking. And one of the things that we like to pride ourselves on is that we're one of the only evening attractions where you can come and spend a day in the Verde Valley, do one of the many things to do during the day, our wine tasting in Old Town, shopping out of Africa, the Verde Canyon Railroad, all those things you could do during the day, and then top off your visit with a finish it up at the Blazing M Ranch. We'd like to have you for about 3.5 hours. So 5 o'clock to 8:30, you get dinner and a show.
You know, that sounds like a pretty darn good deal. So if people are coming over from somewhere else in Arizona or anywhere in the world, I guess, you probably do get people coming from all over the world, don't you?
All over the world, Casey. Yes, we do. We get a lot of fly-in bus traffic. They fly in and then bus up from Phoenix. We get a lot of groups that do that. And then we have a lot of Canadians. It's a very popular place to visit. Arizona is just on the map for sure for our international travelers.
So something weird happened 25 years ago that got you into this industry. And, you know, I wonder, you know, how people keep the energy level up after 25 years. But I can attest to Lori Mabry's energy and the character and the vitality of the show. It's amazing. And, you know, there's more to it than just the show, though. I mean, you can come a little early, right? And like you said, you can go, you have a lounge where you can have a cocktail, some snacks, and you have some other things going on as well, right, Lori?
We do. Yes, we have a shooting gallery with a real Colt 45 and wax bullets, so you can try shooting at a target. We have old time photos where you dress up and have your picture taken, take home a sepia photo of your experience. We have roping lessons with our local wranglers. We have farm animals. We have a little tractor pulled wagon ride that goes around the ranch, tells a little bit of history about the ranch, some of what I shared today. And so that hour and a half that we open before we ring the dinner bell gives you plenty of time to come and enjoy the property. And even if you just want to sit on one of the picnic benches and enjoy a cocktail, it's just a beautiful setting right along the river.
Well, I want you to know that I have a photo from the Blazing M of my wife Jody and I, and we had, you know, you have outfits that you can rent to get the photo taken, right?
Yes.
I mean, you provide
that's
all the
same photos. Yep, we do. We sure do. You have a photo. I'll have to see that sometime, Casey.
I'm going to bring that in so you can see it. Yeah.
Okay, great.
It might cost you a ticket to the Blazing M, but I'll show it
to you.
There
you go. We're running out of time, Lori.
Hey, Lori, give me the contact information again for our audience so they know who to contact and website
sure.
and telephone numbers before we
Absolutely.
Close.
So blazinm.com, B-L-A-Z-I-N-M.com. You can call us at our reservation office, which is 928-634-0334. Or you can email us if you have questions at info@blazinm.com. Any of those ways, hopefully you'll get immediate response, and we'd love for you to come visit. It's only an hour
okay.
from Prescott, too, well, so we'd love to have
all
you
right.
over.
Lori, thank you so much. I got to cut it off now, and I just want to thank you for the interview, and I'll be out there soon, I'm sure. So
thank you,
have
Casey.
A great
Thanks
day.
For the
thank you, thank you, Lori.
Thanks for the opportunity. Right. Appreciate it.
Let me turn this back over to Sanford. Sanford, take it over.
Hey, we have fun with the Mabrys when we catch them out at the Desert Bar out by Parker. That's a
really?
That's a fun place to. Oh yeah, that's a fun place to be. Anyway,
I'm gonna have to bring that up.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. And we're going to take a quick break for the news. And then Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli joins us live in studio here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Opioid addiction has shattered too many lives and broken the hearts of too many families. It's time for toughness and resolve. Martha McSally has what it takes.
In Congress, I've led the fight to secure the border. We need to crack down on drug cartels and stop the flow of heroin and fentanyl across our border and into our neighborhoods. As your senator, I'll be a warrior against the cartels and the opioid epidemic.
Law enforcement officials on the front lines of the border crisis know they can count on Martha McSally. Here's Art Del Cueto, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council.
We need leaders who will help us fix the border crisis. Kyrsten Sinema opposed funding to help law enforcement fight the drug cartels, and she supported dangerous sanctuary city policies. Kyrsten Sinema is weak on border security. The National Border Patrol Council is proud to endorse Martha McSally for Senate.
I'm Martha McSally, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate, Inc.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Well, Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy for many plans, including UnitedHealthcare, which means lower copays for you. Together, Walgreens and UnitedHealthcare make saving on Medicare Part D quick and easy. So bring your prescriptions to your nearest Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. With just days to go before the midterm election, there's uncertainty as to what will happen. Political analyst Dr. Mike O'Neill says while signs nationally point to a blue wave, early ballot returns in Arizona are a bright spot for Republicans.
That particular one might give hope to some Republicans, at least in the state of Arizona.
Republicans currently have about a 110,000 ballot advantage over Democrats.
It's approximately what it was 4 years ago, which was a non-blue wave off-year election.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. They'll consider new development.
Stone Ridge Homes has requested an amended final development plan to one of its units containing 24 lots. The parcel is located near the intersection of Lucky Draw Drive and Cloud Cliff Pass. According to Town of Prescott Valley planner Joe Scott, a final development plan containing 124 lots was approved by council in May. However, the owner approached the town officials about reducing the right-of-way width to allow for additional lot setbacks. The final development plan now shows a reduction of 100 residential units. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the library auditorium located on Civic Circle. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny, dry, and mild into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Chilling late tonight to the upper 30s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming Friday through Sunday to the mid-60s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 45, then sunny highs of 71 to 74 all weekend long. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
After the World Trade Center towers came down on 9/11, the Taliban gave safe haven to Osama bin Laden and killed American soldiers. Yet when Kyrsten Sinema was asked about Americans joining the Taliban, she said, quote, "I don't care if you want to do that. Go ahead," close quote. Joining our enemies in combat would be treason. Sinema also protested American soldiers in harm's way and urged compassion for those trying to kill them. For Kyrsten Sinema, it's been a career of bad judgment and reckless words. Sinema supports sanctuary cities that handcuff our police from stopping criminal illegal immigrants. And she even volunteered for a group that helped illegals sneaking across the U.S. border. Kyrsten Sinema, wrong then, wrong now. Her radical ideas just don't belong in the U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane. The name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back, and we are joined by the mayor of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli. He is live here in studio. Nice to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Sanford.
Well, I know that this election day is coming up, but beforehand, we've got to reflect a little bit about what happened in Pittsburgh with the synagogue and the 11 people that died there. And folks in Prescott, just like with 9/11, I think this is something that has really touched people all over the country. And so now Prescott is actually doing something to commemorate or honor what went on over there. Talk a little bit about what you guys have put together.
Yeah, well, and I'm just one of many people. I haven't done a lot myself, but I am participating on Saturday evening, Sanford. Prescott Stands with Pittsburgh. And Prescott Stands with Pittsburgh is a candlelight vigil on the plaza Saturday at 6 p.m. And we've been very fortunate to get the word out here just this week. We put this together kind of starting on Monday. Dr. David Hess with the Jewish Community Foundation has been very helpful and is involved. And we have several people speaking. I believe Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk will be speaking, Pastor Dan Storvik, Mayor Harvey Skoog, Dr. Hess, among others. So I think it'll be a very meaningful time, Sanford. I think, you know, in the midst, particularly, and we're going to talk politics here in a minute, of this political season, it's nice to come together and really unite around humanity and the importance of freedom of religion and feeling safe in our houses of worship. And so, yeah, we just want to send a message, I think, to Pittsburgh that we stand with them, we support them, we love them, and we will remember them.
Okay, and that'll be Saturday starting at what time?
6 p.m. on the Plaza Courthouse.
A little bit past the weekend, on Monday night, there's going to be a gathering of a different sort on the Courthouse Plaza as well.
Well, I believe this is tradition, and you've been here longer than I in Yavapai County, but on the north courthouse steps is where prior to Election Day is a rally held by the Republican Party this year with Governor Ducey, Senator Kyle. I believe Congresswoman McSally will be there, Congressman Gosar, et cetera. So, you know, it's just a time to kind of, they're calling it some sort of victory tour there on the courthouse steps Monday evening about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a tradition that started with Barry Goldwater announcing his candidacy for president on the courthouse steps here in Prescott. So that is a well-established tradition.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool that Prescott takes center stage at times as kind of being seen as very important in the political process. So we're happy to have him.
Well, John McCain told me once that you can't win a primary in a Republican primary in Arizona without winning Yavapai County. So it's definitely put us on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. And the governor's been up here quite a bit, you know, and he really pays attention to rural Arizona, particularly Yavapai County. So we're always happy to have him up.
So getting to the race that is the one most talked about here in Arizona, the one between Congresswoman McSally and Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema. This is really a battle between two polar opposites. I think there's been some lack of information on the part of the Sinema camp. One thing I noticed about her primary ads on television, she never identified herself as a Democrat. She just, I'm independent. I like to reach across the aisle and I do things for Arizona, blah, blah, blah. But you never once did she identify what party she was actually affiliated with. So to me, it was almost like she was running from being identified as a Democrat. And to me, I think it is the Democrats have kind of damaged their brand to a certain degree, especially with the shenanigans surrounding the Kavanaugh confirmation and this whole idea of, well, we'll have civility when we win. So it means they can be uncivil until that happens. You know, to me, how do you see the McSally Sinema race?
Well, I definitely, you know, where you started there with Sinema, she's tried to be in the center as much as possible and didn't really want to identify who she truly was. I think that's come out in the campaign. I think people have really figured out who she is and what she represents. And so it's pretty clear you have, you know, a Democrat in Sinema and liberal policies that she stands for, and you can see her record. And then with McSally, she's from day one stated who she is and what she stands for. And I believe that McSally will do the best job representing us here in Arizona. She's definitely for a secure border. And I think that's important to people. You know, like we at my house, I lock my door and I have cameras and I do things to protect my loved ones. And I think I see it very similar. And I think she really wants to make sure that we secure our border. And she talks a lot about the influx of drugs coming across the border. And this is really, you know, important to Arizonans. So I think the fact that she's a veteran and has fought for our country, that she attained colonel, in the Air Force. You know, you don't do that. You got to think about what that process looks like and what kind of person gets to that place in leadership in the Air Force. And so that speaks for itself, I think. And so veterans in our county, I think, will step up and see that McSally is the right person for the job to represent us in Washington.
One thing that I'm kind of scratching my head about, and this is kind of a question for the whole state of Arizona, and that is, when you look at the polling numbers regarding the governor's race with Doug Ducey, he's in a very comfortable position. I think some people put his number north of 60 in terms of his support in the state of Arizona. Why hasn't that translated into the same kind of support for Martha McSally? Because you would think that if the state is that convinced of the leadership of a Republican governor, they would feel the same way about a Republican senator.
Well, I think it's a great point, Sanford, and I think it is going to make a difference. You know, when you're top of the ticket and you're seeing the Republican governor is very popular and you're voting for him, in this case, you're going to go kind of down that same side of the ballot, and it is going to have a trickle effect, if you will, and help McSally, I believe. And so I think Ducey's done a great job. You know, he did a great job with the teachers. They you know, made a big push there with the Red for Ed movement, and he stepped up with a large pay raise. And you know, I'm on the school board here locally, so you know I would support our teachers and that kind of a pay raise. And I appreciate the governor doing that. He listened to the people, and he made that decision. And so that kind of takes the legs out of Garcia a little bit, you know, where he was an education platform, and Ducey, you know, really gave that big raise. So I think it will, to your point, there will be a ripple effect here with the Republican Party in Arizona because of great leadership from our governor.
Now, it seems as though the numbers have been working more and more in McSally's favor over the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks. That at one point, polls had Sinema maybe even a slight lead, then tied. Now it even appears, we had a story on the Arizona News Network this morning that their latest poll had McSally with like a 5-6 point lead. I mean, that's a huge difference. How much do you think what went on with the Kavanaugh confirmation and with the obvious incivility going on with Republican lawmakers being chased out of restaurants and things like that. How much of that do you think, and the caravan coming towards our border, how much of that do you think has influenced the electorate to maybe think in terms of maybe a law and order candidate is what we're after here?
Yeah, well, you mentioned incivility, and I was just at a function earlier today where Senator Fan was speaking, and Senator Karen Fan just said, "We have never seen this kind of political climate. It's absolutely out of control, the incivility and just how vile things are, how ugly it is." We saw this in the Kavanaugh hearings, where it really wasn't about his record. It wasn't about who he is as a person. It wasn't about his character integrity. It was all about something that happened apparently when he was in high school, which makes me think, gosh, what did I do in high school? I don't know if I want all that to come out, if that really is relevant to who I am today as a 51-year-old politician. But at any rate, it was bad. And I think the Kavanaugh hearing really kind of showed some true colors of the Democratic Party, and I'm sure it hurt Sinema. You know, it was not pretty. It reminded me some, I was going to tell you earlier, of the hearings that Clarence Thomas went through, although it was worse than Clarence Thomas. But I remember the same kind of shenanigans were happening at his hearing. And so I think there is an effect that even locally we're going to feel that when people kind of see through what was going on in those hearings with Kavanaugh, which was very vile and absolutely inappropriate.
So last but not least, you are being called upon for your oratory skills here on Whiskey Row. Talk a little bit about the auction that's going on tonight to benefit the courthouse lighting.
Well, most importantly, we have an amazing group of people led by Tommy Meredith and Jersey Lily Saloon there, that a whole committee of people, and I won't try to name everybody, but Tommy Meredith is the leader. He's been the impetus and the one that really got the ball rolling. And through those years, Sanford, when there wasn't a lot of money in our city and people weren't stepping up, Tommy Meredith and his group stepped up and raised money for the courthouse lighting, as we know is a very important part of our city. Beyond the 4th of July and the rodeo, this is Arizona's Christmas city. And so tonight is the big fundraiser at the Jersey Lily. It starts at about 5 o'clock tonight, and Tommy and I will be there, and we are sharing the auctioneering duties tonight. And so it's a privilege of mine to stand there with Tommy and to help out, and apparently people have found out that I'm a Kansas boy that grew up going to auctions and self-taught auctioneer.
Now, wait a minute. So are you doing like a Leroy Van Dyke? Who'd have been an element? I mean, you got the whole spiel and everything?
I remember listening to Johnny Cash. You know, it was a 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56. Yeah, so I'm a self-taught auctioneer. So come see how well I do tonight. But we'd love to have you there and helping out raise money for the courthouse lighting.
Well, I will say that regardless of what happens on Election Day, I certainly hope, I agree with you, and I certainly hope that we can find a way to be able to at least disagree with civility, because right now I think social media has had a terrible effect on our discourse. I refer to it as anti-social media, because basically it's like a CB radio. You can pick up the thing and key the microphone and say whatever you want. Doesn't have to be true. Doesn't have to be factual. And then some newspaper is going to pick it up and put it up there as a headline. I mean, it has corrupted our journalism. It has denigrated our speech, and I think really, I can't say that coming in heavy-handed from government and saying limiting free speech is the way to go, but unfortunately making it easy for morons to organize has a very negative effect on the public square, in my view.
Yeah, well, we need to get back to civility. This is ridiculous. I remember Ronald Reagan when he was president. I just always admired him so much and felt like him and Tip O'Neill were always working with the other side of the aisle. And it was about what is best for the country. And that's what we're going to do and what we're all going to work towards. And he was somebody who really exemplified trying to do the best for the country, regardless of party.
Well, unlike Mark Zuckerberg, I'm willing to take responsibility for content on this radio station. And you've done a fine job of contributing to the public discourse today. Mayor Greg Mangarelli, thanks for joining us live here on Talk of the Town.
Thanks, Sanford.
All right, we got a final thought or two when we come back here on Talk of the Town. KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December. Just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Switching gears, I've often said that great music touches the soul, and the Yavapai Symphony Association has been doing that for area residents for the past 53 years. On Sunday, November 4th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, their program will inspire us once again. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255. When you call, say the secret word, Elgar, and a $10 discount will be given on regular price tickets. Go to yavapaisymphony.org for more info.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I wanted to, first of all, thank Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli for coming in to talk about the election, and also a reminder that they're doing a fundraiser at Jersey Lily tonight for the auction. This is their biggest fundraiser. Money goes to the courthouse lighting, which was designated as one of Arizona's number one attractions throughout the state. So this is a really big deal. And then also the candlelight visual for the Prescott Stands with Pittsburgh on Saturday night at the Courthouse Plaza at 6 o'clock. So hope you have a chance to do that. I do want to tell you that for those of you that listen to KPPV in the morning, you'll notice the absence of Ken Byers. And I'm going to have more to say about this next Thursday on the show, but Ken Byers had to retire due to health reasons. And Ken, if you're listening this afternoon, I just want you to know that everyone here misses you. He spent 17 years with our company, helping us grow from two stations to eight, and was a fixture here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. And he taught our protege Nick Canuel. Nick has taken over the morning mix, and Ken has retired, and it has been a big adjustment for us here at the radio station. But I just wanted folks that listen to KPPV to know that I know Ken is very disappointed about the situation with his health. And so we're praying for him, and certainly if you want to reach out to him, if you know him, feel free to do so. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. Also, want to mention, too, that we will be in tomorrow with Let's Talk Sports. It's Mike, Doc, and yours truly. First time together in probably almost 2 months because, again, my being away for these last 45 days, this staff of mine has just absolutely done a fantastic job under some very stressful circumstances. And I want you, the public, to know what a devoted bunch of broadcasters you've got here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. I couldn't be more proud of this entire group, the way they held things together with all the adversity that we faced in the throes of political season, which just drives everybody nuts, but especially with a shorthanded situation. So once again, thank our guests. And we've got Mark Levin, the great one, coming up next here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. We'll be back tomorrow with Let's Talk Sports at 4. Until then, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A.